This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today on this Thursday. Because you want to hear a word from God today, you're tuning into His frequency, WGOD. The call letters I would have for my own radio station if they ever were available, because I love the idea that God indeed is always broadcasting. We're tuning in here today, and we're hearing some awesome things, some scary things as well. I encourage you here to listen to this entire sermon. Read the text, Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. Read what this man does, this false prophet. It says, the Bible says he's got the power to give life, says in the King James. Greek word pneuma, maybe you could say breath. Pick your poison. It's a poison that's going to deceive some 2 billion people. He's got the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the beast to be killed. And he forces all to receive the mark of the beast on the right hand or on their forehead. Oh, what a time it's going to be alive here on planet Earth. That's what we're looking at here in this sermon. If you like the whole thing, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com, and I'll send you the link. I'll mail you the disc free of charge, whatever it takes to get this into your hands. paul@wmiefm.com. Go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You can download it from there. You can go to WGODradio.com and click on the link there. This is prior broadcasts. You'll find it on there. Here's the next 11 minutes of exciting study looking at this false prophet.
John didn't know what he was seeing, but he called that thing the icon of the beast. And they even worshipped it. He's killing people that don't worship it. The icon of the beast is related to the Antichrist the same way as Jesus is related to God the Father. He's the exact express image of the original. So what is the image of the beast? John Hagee calls him the Terminator, if you've ever seen that movie. I call him the modern-day Frankenstein monster, terrorizing the countryside, forcing people to worship even himself or itself. This is what Jesus says of him, Matthew 24:15. He says, therefore, when you see, he calls him the abomination of desolation. That's what Jesus calls this thing. And he warns you, when you see this thing in the temple, man, oh man, it's time to get out of town if you live in Jerusalem. I won't paraphrase anymore. I'll read it to you. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, meaning Daniel warned you 700 years ago this was going to happen, when you see him standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand, then let those that are in Judea flee to the mountains. So this thing, this image, will perhaps be conjured up by black magic. Or it'll be something like this hologram. this projection image of himself. He's going to look exactly like himself, like the reflection of the sun on the water. Point number five. The false prophet will call himself Elijah. The false prophet will call himself Elijah. You heard it here first. This man will call fire down out of heaven, just like Elijah did. My personal opinion, after 20 years of study on this subject, and God's insight granted to me, is that this man will claim to be Elijah the prophet. Doesn't say that in the Bible. Just, I'm sharing with you my insight into this book and who this man is. This man is going to say that he is Elijah. And he's going to call fire down out of heaven. Now, in the meantime, right, back at the ranch, over here on Jerusalem Boulevard, right down the street, maybe a mile from here, is two witnesses preaching Christ. And one of those two witnesses is who, maybe? The real Elijah. So, on the earth at the same time, you got a man over here in sackcloth preaching Christ. And you got a man over here saying he is Elijah. And the false one will point to the word to justify who he is. Where is that in the Bible? That's the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with the curse." And to prove that, I will now call fire down out of heaven. This man over here is telling you, believe in Jesus Christ to have your name written in the book of life. Who I am is not important. The man over here will say he's Elijah. Point to the word of God to show who he is. That's what the devil does. It's always a little bit of truth. Truth, 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 lie, still is a lie. It's like a cake with a rotten egg in it. Would you eat it? If a cake had three eggs in it and one of them was rotten, would you eat it? All right, let me ask the question. What's your limit of rotten eggs? How many rotten eggs will you endure? Well, I'll take two rotten eggs, but no more. What's your limit of rotten eggs for a cake? Or three and you just don't care at all. That's the power of deception. There's always truth in what he says. Yes, the Bible says Elijah's going to come again. And the fake one's the one that's going to call fire down on heaven. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. That's how you'll be able to tell the difference. The real Elijah will point to Jesus. The false Elijah will point to Antichrist, who sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Oh, what a time to be alive and be on planet Earth, huh? We're witnessing the futuristic version of To Tell the Truth. You ever seen that show before? Right? Will the real Elijah please stand up? Right? And they get up. Remember that old show? The fake guys start to get up. Another one would start to get up. And then some last knucklehead would get up at the very... This is a game. It's not a game. If you guess wrong, you lose your soul. Because if you guess wrong, you'll take the mark of the beast and you'll be condemned forever. There's no repentance from taking the mark of the beast. There's no repentance from taking the mark. Because we're going to see this man is involved in that. That was number five. Number six, the false prophet has the power to give life. The false prophet has the power to give life. Verse 15, he had the power to give life. How's that one? You don't need my speculation. He just told you. All right, now maybe you say, well, my Bible doesn't say life. I don't like that old King James Version. My Bible says breath. All right, let's go with breath then, if you don't like that. He had the power to give breath to the image of the beast. I mean, what goes through your mind at the idea of someone giving breath to someone and it becoming alive? That's God kneeling over Adam, don't you? If you don't like life, you think that's wrong. It's not bios, it's the word pneuma, which, by the way, is a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios, pneuma. Pneuma is spirit, breath, life. Hagios means holy. He had the power to give breath to the image of the beast. So that's number six. Think about it, though. Power to give life. Now, let me say this. My church family here already knows this because you've heard me say it before. But those that are visiting today or new for this time around, or those that are going to hear this on the radio or outside of these four walls, if the Antichrist would have stood here, wherever you are hearing this, a year ago or 2 years ago, and if the Antichrist would have told you that God is the only one that is able to give life, every person in here would have said, amen, brother. Amen, brother. And you would have been wrong. This is why Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you. And Jesus said, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. If you didn't know Satan has the power to give life at the end of the age, then Jesus is talking to you. You're not above being deceived, is my point. The Bible says the Antichrist, the false prophet, is going to have the power at the end of the age to give life to an inanimate object. I never knew that for a couple years ago. I've spent my life studying this. Number seven, money or prestige can't help you. Money or prestige can't help you. Verse 16, he causes all, small and great, rich, the great and the rich, you see that? The great and the rich, the great and the rich. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Big deal you force poor people to do this, I'm sure, a little easier. But the mark of the beast will come to the great and the rich. You can't buy your way out of this. I don't care who you are. Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Tim Cook, Bill Gates. You can't buy your way out of this. This is not for the little people. This is for all the people.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.